Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Hello and welcome to the On Call Room special secret birthday edition with Abby, and only Abby, because Bree does not know that I'm doing this. So since you guys know that this podcast isn't really either of our careers, though we definitely like tend to think and believe that it is, we sometimes run out of time during the week to record an episode, and this week was no different. But it was a little different because it was Bree's birthday on Sunday, and we spent the entire Saturday celebrating her. It was truly like a good 8-year-old birthday party with booze. We went roller skating, which we found out after about 20 laps is completely exhausting, and my lower back and calf muscles are sore. So I don't know how I used to do that for 3 hours as a kid, but we were all pretty dang happy when Bree was like, you guys want to move on to the next part of the birthday party. So that was amazing. And then we went to Johnny B's, which is a hot dog place here in Grand Rapids. Literally all sat at a huge table, ate some hot dogs and french fries, and then went out to one of our favorite bars. So it was an awesome day. And we all spent the next Sunday binge watching television. I'm pretty sure Bree said she watched like the entirety of The Handmaid's Tale. I watched entirely season 7 of Shameless for the second time and did not leave my couch. So needless to say, we didn't have the motivation to record this week, but I wanted to make sure we put something else out there. So Bree, happy frickin' birthday. I feel incredibly lucky all of the time to be your co-host and friend. This podcast would be so boring and so unsuccessful without you. And I want you to trust me on that, because I tried doing a solo one before this idea of ours took shape, and it was so bad and it was so boring, and apparently I'm just not a good interviewer. So thank you for the journalism degree, Michigan State. Bree, thank you for always listening to me, dancing with me, encouraging me. You are truly one of the most selfless friends I've ever met, and I think that my life is probably 10 to 100 times more fun and full because of your presence. This project has been my favorite escape throughout the busy year, and I look forward to every time we get together and record. So thank you for doing this with me, and thank you for for always laughing at my jokes even when they're not funny, and for always bringing the 2-buck chuck when we need a good bottle of wine. So I appreciate it, and I love you so much. And guess what? I'm not the only one who thinks this. Turns out there are a lot of people who love you in this world. So let's hear from them. Okay, here we go.
Hi, my name is Amanda, and I love Bree because she is sweet and kind and generous, and she's always been there for me, regardless of where we're at in our lives. Love you, Bree.
Hey, BJ, it's Jakey. Just wanted to call and wish you a very happy birthday. I hope your day is super special and you have lots of fun. Thank you for being such a big part in our lives. Love you.
Hi, my name is Jilly, and I love Bree. Even though I don't know her personally, I feel like I do because I've listened to her voice on so many walks around my neighborhood. Feels like she's a close personal friend. I love her because of her undying love for Jackson Avery, and because of the story she told about feral/adopted cat Rodman, and I'm desperately waiting on an update to find out what happened to him. Happy birthday!
Hi, my name is Valentina, and I love Bree because she's the kind of person who goes all out on Christmas decor, and the kind of person who throws the word boyfriend into last week's podcast without giving us all the details. Actually, maybe I don't love that so much. Give us the details!
Hey, this is Kai, and I love Bree because she is warm, loving, and probably the most compassionate person that I know in my life. And she's absolutely fabulous. Obviously.
Hi, my name is Catherine, and I love Bree because of her mad karaoke skills.
Hi, my name's Charlie, and I love Brie because of her very weird but wonderful sense of humor.
Hello, Brie. Happy birthday. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe it. I don't know you. This is Dean, by the way. But I feel like I've known you forever, and it's just because you're such a fucking badass. Your personality, your charm, your charisma, your humor, your no-give-a-fuckiness. That's not a word, but it should be because you're literally amazing. Happy mother effing birthday, you beautiful soul.
Hi, my name's Beth, and I love Brie because she never fails to make me laugh. Happy birthday.
Hello, this is JD from the On-Call Room Listener Squad Facebook group, and I just wanted to wish Brie a very, very happy birthday.
Hi, my name is Johnny K, and I love Brie because she is a genuine person who sincerely cares about the people in her life, and she is not afraid of being herself. Happy birthday, Brie.
Hi, my name is Kelly, and I love Brie because she always makes me laugh when listening to the podcast. Her personality shines through every week, and she feels like someone I would love to have as a friend. Have a wonderful birthday.
Hi, my name is Kristen, and I love Brie because she is always down for a good time and a glass of wine, and she gives zero fucks.
Hey, everybody, it's Laura, aka Abby's mom, and I love Brie because of her free spirit and her very real, no bullshit way of taking on the world. Happy birthday, Brie. Love you.
Hi, my name is Laura, and I love Brie because she is fearless and awesome and so funny. She's so entertaining on the podcast.
Hello, this is Lindsay Hansen from high school, obviously, but a proud listener and supporter of the On Call Room podcast. I love Brie because, well, I mean, to be honest, I've always loved Brie. I've known Brie since I was 15, 16 years old. And whether she knows it or not, I have just always looked up to her. Being able to perform with her and obviously do theater with her in high school are just some of the best memories I have. And I just think she's this incredible light that people are just drawn to and want to be around. She's so smart, and she's so funny, and she's so witty. And being able to listen to the On Call Room podcast now once a week with her and Abby has been so much fun, because I feel like I'm hanging out with the both of them once a week. And it's so incredible to kind of get to know Brie a little bit through the podcast too. And I just think the world of Brie, and I do truly love her. So Brie, I wish you the happiest of birthdays. I just really think you're incredible, and I hope that we can catch up soon and just hang out as soon as possible, because I just would absolutely love that. So happy, happy birthday. You are amazing, and I wish you an amazing, amazing year. So happy birthday again. Bye.
Hi, my name is Nicolette, and I love Brie because of her strength, wisdom, and humor that serves as an anchor to those around her, but especially me. It's a privilege to be her friend.
Brie Joy, this is your sister Rachel, your favorite sister, and just want to let you know we love you so much because, one, I have to, family, two, because of your bomb-ass karaoke skills. Happy birthday. Hope it was tons of fun. Sorry, I couldn't make it. Love you.
Hey, Baby Beach, it's Ray Ray, and I truly can't list all of the ways I love you on here, but you have been like a sister and best friend to me since we were 10 years old, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate your unwavering support and humor through all of life's tragedies. I love you. Happy birthday.
Hi, Brie. It's Rosalind from the Listener Squad. I just wanted to say a big happy birthday to you. I love the podcast, and Brie, you never fail to make me smile with your openness and honesty about your life. Thank you for being a joy to listen to and for providing me with a fresh insight into episodes of Grey's I've seen probably a million times. I love how you pick up the underlying theme so well. I hope you have a fantastic year and keep up the joy and happiness you bring to the podcast and in all you do. Lots of love. Bye!
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I love Brie because she's hilarious, and she has really great hair, and she also appreciates the line, "Somebody sedate me," as much as I do. Happy birthday, Brie.
Hi, my name is Shauna, and I love Brie because she's a light in everyone's life and knows how to bring out the best in them, especially a good laugh.
My name is Sonia, and I like Brie because when I first asked if I could swear in the Facebook group, her response was, "Swear all you want, because my favorite word is fuck." I like that she hates Izzy with me. I like that she loves Shrek memes and that she loves them so much they make her belly laugh for prolonged periods of time, which makes me laugh. I like that she saves cats. I don't even care about cats, but Rodman sounds awesome, and even if he isn't, Brie still liked him enough to try to save him. I like that when we don't agree on plot points or characters, she never belittles my opinion. She stands by hers, as she should, but she never makes me feel like an asshole for feeling differently about something than she does, specifically George. But mostly, I like Brie because she seems like a lovely human being. Happy birthday, Brie.
Hi, my name's Susan, and I love Brie for so many reasons. I don't even know if I could pick one, but I would have to say just because she's the most kind and extraordinary person I've ever been lucky enough to know. And I'm so thankful I've gotten to have her in my life for so many years. She's so special to so many people, and I'm just excited for her to have the best year ever this year. And yeah, love you so much, Brie, and thank you for being the amazing woman you are to so many people. Love you.
Whoa, it's Win. What's up? Hey guys. So Brie, it's your birthday. I have only known you for literally a day that we got to spend together, but recording the podcast was so much fun, and it's so clear to me that you are like kind of the best of both worlds as far as a friend goes. Hashtag Hannah Montana. I don't really know where this came from, but hear me out on this. You like obviously care about people so much and you're so amazing, but yet also you're down to not take life too seriously and to laugh your ass off for extended periods of time. And I just think that that's the best, right? Like a friend that can be there through thick and thin, and a person that like obviously like loves her friends so much and loves her people and also can just laugh all the time. I'm repeating myself at this point, but basically I just think you are an awesome person and I can't wait to get to know you more and record more podcast episodes with you, like maybe an episode all about Cats the Musical, because we seem to both love that like way too much. So anyway, hope you have a great birthday. You are so awesome and I just really hope you have a great day. Okay, bye.
I love Brie because she is my best friend. She's hilarious. We make each other laugh all the time until we are crying and rolling on the floor. And I love having singing dance parties to Celine and Cher with her. And she is the one person that I can open up to 100% and never feel judged. And I just love her so much for that. And I hope she has just the best birthday ever.
If you're not crying right now by the end of this, then my birthday present was not successful. So either fake some tears or maybe just wipe the real ones. Anyways, Brie, I love you so much and so do all these people. I messaged every single person on the On Call Room Listener Squad, and unfortunately, because I'm not friends with all of them, it's probably hidden somewhere in their inbox. But to the people that did respond, thank you so, so much. Your input on this was the best. Brie, I tried to figure out a way that I could post in the group without you seeing, but it's literally impossible. And then I fake removed Annie to see if she got a notification, and it's very obvious that you're not in the group anymore. and it deletes your posts. So I couldn't remove you from the group without removing the history of everything you've said in there. So anyways, just know that I guarantee you way more people that listen to this podcast would have sent something in if Facebook wasn't so crazy. So we love you so, so much. I hope you have the best day. I don't know why I'm saying this. You'll probably be sitting by me when you're reading this. This is getting weird. So I can't record without you. I don't know what to do. Anyways, we love you so much. Happy birthday, babe.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.